Hello friends, it's me again, Alale, and this week I'm gonna talk about lesson number 5 of Power English, which is called Thought Mastery. Let's get started. So first of all, we want to talk about thought mastery. What is thought mastery? Actually, thought mastery is managing and controlling our thoughts. So in this way, if we can manage and control our thoughts, and we can improve a lot. We can improve our emotion, our psychology, get into a peak emotional state, and we can be successful in anything, including learning English. And we can improve a lot, and we can learn faster and faster and faster. But there is a method, an approach that is very helpful for getting thought mastery. It is called NLP. It's the abbreviation of Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Neuro means nerve or the nervous system, or what is connected with your nervous system. Linguistic comes from language, and programming, like programming a computer or to tell something what to do. By using of this method, actually you want to program your brain, your thought, and think of good things and eliminate, get rid of your bad thoughts and think just of good things. And by thinking of good things, you can get thought mastery. But I searched a bit about NLP more on the internet, and I found some interesting things that I want to share it with you. Basically, your mind, your thought, has got two parts, the conscious part and the unconscious part. When you want to achieve something, when you want to be successful, for example, be a good English learner or English speaker, you always set your goals by using the conscious part of your mind. The conscious part of your mind is the part of your mind that you can feel it, or you can see things by using of these touch things, and you can get information from the surrounding, from your surrounding, from the void. This is the conscious part of your mind. The unconscious part of your mind is something which is deeper, which is under the conscious part of your mind. So you set your goals by the conscious part, but it's the unconscious part of your mind that causes you to achieve your goals, that makes you motivated to achieve your goals. Generally, there is not a good connection between these two parts, between the conscious part and the unconscious part of your mind. But by using of NLP, you can make a good connection between them. You can make them be friends. You can make them understand each other better. And by using of NLP, when they become friends, the conscious and unconscious part of your mind become friends, when they can understand each other better, you can achieve anything. You can achieve your goal. You can be successful in anything, including learning English. And it is used in a lot of things, for a lot of things. For example, being successful in anything, for example, getting rich, or for example, being a successful businessman or businesswoman, or even in treating some disease, some psychological disease, it is used in this area too. Anyway, there are a lot of techniques for NLP, but in this lesson, AJ is using an example, and actually he's teaching us one of its techniques, and the NLP techniques. Actually, he's talking about this word or this phrase, English class. English class is a word or phrase that in the past, whenever AJ thought about this phrase, he felt bad. But by using of NLP and the techniques that he is teaching us in this lesson, he could modify her thought about English class. And now, whenever he thinks of this word, English class, he feels good. So he can improve, he can modify his thought by using of NLP. But I want to talk about another bad experience that I had with English myself. And actually, it's the worst experience that I have had with English. And it is about an English interview session that I had in the past. Let me explain more. As you know, I was going to English classes for 2 or 3 years. And one day I was in, I think, upper intermediate course, in the middle of upper intermediate course. And our teacher was very enthusiastic, was very kind. And at that time, and there was a job vacancy for teaching English in our institute. And if you want to get the job to be an English teacher, you have to take some exams, the written exams first, and then an interview, and then passing a course and another exam, and then you get the qualification, and you get can be an English teacher. Our teacher at that time kept telling me that, Ali, you are very good. Actually, I was a good student, not bad. You are very good. You can pass the exam. You can be a good teacher, and it's very good for you. If you become a teacher, you can learn English better, and it's good for you. And when she kept saying me that, and I kept getting more and more and more self-confident. And more proud of myself, and I accepted, and I decided to take the exam. The first exam was good, was okay, the written exam, you know, and I passed it with a good mark. You know, the only thing that you get, you achieve after going to English classes, for example, 2 or 3 years, is that you are able to pass the written exams with good marks. And after that, wow, it was the interview, and I was so self-confident, and I decided to go and attend the interview. The English interview. I was so self-confident. But when, as I stepped in the room, I panicked. There were 4 interviewers, and I was sitting in front of them, and I didn't even remember my name, and I couldn't speak English, and I panicked, and they were asking me questions, and I couldn't answer them at all, and it was a disaster. And you know the result. Actually, I failed the exam, and they said that they would call me in 6 months or something, and they set another interview for me. But even after 6 months, when they called, I even didn't answer them, because I lost all the self-confidence that I had had in speaking English or something, and I didn't want to try my chance and attending the interview again. Anyway, so it's the worst experience that I have had with English. And by using of NLP, by using of what AJ is teaching us in this lesson, I'm trying to get rid of that bad experience, that bad thought of an English interview session. So the thing that I want to do is, first of all, I imagine of that bad image that I have in my mind of this phrase, an English interview session. So I imagine that I'm in the interview, I'm sitting, and I panicked, and I can't answer, and the atmosphere is not good, and the interviewers are looking at me in a bad way, and that's because of me. But after that, I try to make this image darker and darker. I try to make it smaller and smaller. I try to push it away and make it smaller, farther, farther, even it disappears. And then, boom, I imagine a good and colorful and energetic picture of an English interview session in which I'm talking very well, effortlessly, fluently, and the interviewers seem very satisfied and they seem happy with me, and I'm such a good interviewee that at the end of the interview, they all rise to their feet and they give a big hand to me, and yes, they're satisfied with me, and it's a very good and energetic and enthusiastic image. And after that, I again go back to the negative image and I make it smaller and smaller and I push it away and I imagine of this good and positive image. And I have to do it a lot of times every day. For example, every day I have to do it 50, 100, 200 times. And if I'm doing this, after a while, whenever I think of an English interview session, I feel good and I can get rid of the bad thought that I have about the interview, the English interview. And I hope I can do it in the future. I can get rid of that bad thought and replace it and modify it with a good thought by using of this method. And that's it. And thank you for listening to me. And I hope we all can get rid of our bad experiences that we might have with English in the past and replace them with good thoughts, with energetic thoughts. And all of us, I hope all of us get thought mastery in the future. Thank you for listening to me, for listening to my funny and terrible experience about the English interview that I had in the past. And I hope we can improve every day better than yesterday, more than yesterday. And I hope you can enjoy your English learning. Thank you and bye-bye.